Everything you know about health is about to change. Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Sometimes people suffer, not from lack of faith, but from lack of knowledge. This is the show that changes that. If you are tired of being sick, tired of not getting answers, tired of spinning in circles, then listen closely to the next 30 minutes. For healing is not a mystery. It is a miracle that you were designed to experience. It takes hard work and real knowledge. It takes patience and time. It takes the education this show can provide. So, get it straight today. Here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. Today's show, why healing takes time. Yes, that's an issue for you. You may have abused your body 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 years. And yet, because we're human, it's a shock to you when things break down, when you may have to take a few months or a few years, or for some of you, 5 years, or for some of you, a decade to turn around the damage that's occurred over as many as 50 or 60 years. Now, if you look at it that way, well, that's not a lot of time. It's just common sense. But we have that thing we call the nutritional media. And the way we sell supplements is to make you think you can turn it around real fast. So my experience over 25 years is that most people who get sick, who have chronic symptoms, expect these things to go away within a few months. And if they put a year in their mind, that's a long time. I always tell people this is not the case. It's tough for the public to wrap their minds around that reality. And the reason it's difficult is they don't have the education to understand the concepts. There's a concept in healing, and that concept implies that healing occurs in layers. And by the time you get a chronic symptom or you have a full-blown disease, those layers have to be addressed, and those layers can take you time. Now, I can say that. You can agree to that. It makes sense, certainly, especially if you're not dealing with pain syndromes yourself. But when you're in the middle of it, you spin. Healing costs time. It costs energy. It costs money. If you're in chronic pain, usually you're under the supervision of somebody and hopefully in the direction of a healing. And after 6 months, a year, things get monotonous. Do you know, we all talk about the relationship between emotions and disease. It may take you a year or two to get to that reality. Meaning a lot of people come into an illness or years of emotional stress. And while they'll say, yes, my life's been stressful, when you finally peel enough layers in the body to the point where you actually feel those emotions coming up, you may be 2-3 years into a healing. Things make sense, or things may sound one way on paper. They may sound one way on a radio show. But let me promise you, when you go through these things, wow, a whole world opens up. So right there, just on the premise that most of you will agree with, that at the root of your disease or chronic symptomology is trapped emotion, just on that basis alone, you can understand that it may be a few years before you bring that emotion up, we say. Even that's its own understanding. I've done a bunch of shows on that. If you're new to the show, welcome. I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. This is Straight Talk on Health. Show 315. We've been on air now for a full 5 years. And the theme behind the show is you need to get the education. Well, you're not going to be a doctor. You're never going to get that much education. You do other things. You're busy. But you should have enough education so that you can utilize the tools out there to navigate your own healing. And that's the premise behind the show. Otherwise, you get ripped off. You know, on the weekends, on AM radio, I think even FM radio, the most popular topic is what to do with your money as you retire. And you've got all these educational shows talking about You need to know enough about this so you don't get ripped off in the market as you pay someone to invest your money. And anybody that's done that knows you better know something about money before you give your money to somebody to invest. Unless you want a Bernie Madoff scene, right? It's the same thing about medicine. And this is the point of the show. Point being that you understand your healing as a supplement or two, as a month or two. And in reality, if you really got the concepts, if you knew what layers we're talking about, we're going to talk about layers and spaces in the body where bad things hide. And you have to find these closets, open the door, look inside, clean them out, and then get to the next one. And that means something anatomically, physiologically, biochemically, and electromagnetically. So just like your money shows, healing is an educational tour. That's when it's a real tool in your portfolio. All right, if you can, get to the website, straighttalk.cc. We've got about 30 pictures today. If you're just driving or you're multitasking, as always, just listen. I'll describe things as much as I can. I want to talk about the spaces. This is going to sound a little ethereal, but it's not. The spaces in the human body that have to be addressed that represent the layers in a healing. Now, I don't know if I should start from the outside in or from the inside out. I'm not sure. I think maybe I'm going to start from the inside out, and then I'm going to go and review at the end from the outside in, and you'll get my point. First thing we're going to talk about is the human cell. If you're on the website, go to picture number 2. There's a cell. A cell is like a grape. And in that cell, there's a lot of space. And each space is a different layer for you to investigate. Let's talk about the cell membrane. The membrane of the cell. Or the skin of the grape. So I want you to think of a cell like you would think of a grape. That membrane of the cell, or that skin of the grape, is a big blob of fat and protein. It's a screen. It lets things in. It lets things out. It keeps things in. It keeps things out. It's like border patrol. You got the pass, you get through. That's the purpose of a membrane, or one of those purposes. Now, within that is a massive amount of biochemistry, which we will spare you. But the point is that's a space. The cell membrane has a thickness to it. The cell membrane has other spaces on other side of it. And if you want to see where the rubber hits the road, when you talk about a healing, when you talk about a disease, generally, the first breakdown you're seeing is in the membrane of the cell. This is why, of course, your essential fatty acids become so important. Few people are protein deficient. Many people are fat deficient. Many people do not digest their fats. Many people do not assimilate your fats. Many people fail to ingest the right fat. The good oils, won't get into that big topic. But assuming you get them into your mouth, you're going to need a certain amount of bile. You're going to need a certain amount of lipase from the pancreas. You're going to need what it takes to get that fat to be absorbed through the intestinal villi, up through the lacteal, and ultimately dispersed to the cell. So the membrane gets plush. So there's one space that breaks down first and foremost. You think of the membrane kind of like the paint on the car. The minute it starts chipping, one thing's going to lead to another. You kind of think of the membrane, better yet, like the front door to the house. Once you start getting holes in it, and once those holes get bigger, what's going to end up in your house? And that's the way membranes are. But of course, membranes are fluid. They're dynamic. They're constantly changing. They're rebuilding themselves. They're repleting themselves. They're doing all sorts of chemical wizardry. But nonetheless, when you're in a disease or in a chronic symptomatic state, you have to give the time that it takes to begin to build that membrane more than you break that membrane down. So there's your space number one. Now let's talk about space number two, inside the cell. This is another space. It's another compartment. Intra, I-N-T-R-A, the intracellular space. You want to have it in the membrane, that disease, that problem. You want to have the assault taking place outside your house on the front door. You don't want it in your living room. Once it gets into the intracellular space, you have organelle breakdown. The pieces in the cell, if you look at picture number, well, either one or two. If not, I'll just name them. These spaces, inside the cell, you got pieces of furniture, like the mitochondrion, like the ribosome, like the nucleus, like the endoplasmic reticulum, like the microtubules, like the vacuoles. All sorts of different pieces of furniture inside the cell. And that space is a different space than the space we call the cell membrane. Is your damage heavily intracellular, or is your damage more on the side of the membrane? Concepts. Yeah, it's worse if it's inside the cell. Definitely worse if it's inside the cell. At the same time, it's not as bad if it's as if it's in another space. And that other space is your nucleus. The nucleus is the apple seed, the peach pit. The nucleus is the center of the cell. That's where the genetics are. That's where the DNA is. So you want that fight at the membrane. It's maybe okay if it gets and works its way into the intracellular space and starts to damage the organelles. In other words, the organelles don't repair as fast as they deteriorate. And so the efficiency of the cell diminishes to the point where the cell starts to sacrifice its function. But if it gets into the DNA, if it gets into the center of the cell, now you got big problems. You got a storm now. The body's thinking about this. The brain is thinking about this. Your brain knows it doesn't want the problem in the DNA. Your body's got a lot of buffers. Your body's got a lot of protective mechanisms to throw at the problem. Heavy metal, a cancer, deterioration from too many chemicals, pesticides, the ravages of mental, emotional stress. Whatever it is, your body's got a lot of solutions. However, at some point, that body's going to run out of solutions, and this is when the problem hits the DNA. Now, if you go into the DNA, you're talking about inside the nucleus. If you go into the DNA, the thing you got to remember, and if you can get to picture number five, please do. The thing that you got to remember about the DNA is it's all wound up into these things we call histones. And when we say that DNA is wound up and inactive, when we say genes are silenced, genes are these little pieces along the chromosome that are just spools of DNA. But when we say that gene is silenced, When we say you have that gene, but don't worry about it, it's a bad gene, but don't worry about it because that gene is silenced, there's a certain point at which it begins to unwind.